So can everybody hear me okay? Great. Just wave or say hey or something if you can't hear. So otherwise I can go a bit quiet. So this evening, I would actually like to offer a guided metta meditation. So feel free to, and if some of you want to take notes, so don't let me cramp your style. If you wish to take notes during a guided meditation, you're very welcome. But also feel free to let go of that. I hope this will be helpful. I know that many of you, partly why I wanted to do this was because I know many of you are practicing metta meditation as part of your retreat, and I really like to offer this sometimes in place of a talk for lots of reasons, and one of which is I hope it is a way of supporting you in your practice, and that it is also a support to this strange community that we aren't or are. this shifting sands of people coming and going, and yet somehow that sense I always feel is important to touch on sometimes of that we are doing this together, this practice, and I guess on a lot of different levels, and the way that we support each other, and you all know, we've all done a lot of retreats, a quite remarkable way in which others can become a real support to us. Just that inspiration, you know, just seeing, you know, that person showing up again, lots of little ways that we support each other. And one way, of course, or a really principal foundational way is through our commitment to non-harming. So I was thinking when we were chanting the precepts together, what a beautiful offering that is to each other, you know, in this world where we are so often, you know, being in places where there is harm, where we hear about it, we feel the effects of that in so many different ways. And to be here and to be offering and receiving that is, I think, such a beautiful thing. And maybe that's my kind of intro to the sort of to the guided metta meditation, and that to really, I think sometimes we don't appreciate that, or maybe we do. I know, and I hear so much appreciation and gratitude for this place and all the people that kind of help to take care of it and keep it working and all that for us. But maybe just taking a moment to appreciate ourselves and everybody here of the efforts to maintain a sense of respect and care for the good of all of us. And you know, this is not always so easy. We, you know, in different ways, because of what's going on internally, or, you know, get irritated about this or that, or the carpet people, or the whatever it is, you know, there's always something. And yet we can keep returning to this very natural, very central, very like a natural quality or natural capacity that you see in yourself and in others to reach out, to care, to offer friendliness, to wish well. You know, it's so natural, and it's like, for so many reasons, that gets cramped and covered over and distracted from, and you know, all of that, all that can get in the way of that natural expression of care, and so often it seems that actually the person we are the least able to offer a friendliness to is ourselves. And this maybe is something that many of us encounter in different ways on our retreat. You know, this is like, wow, you know, the different levels and degrees sometimes of the self-judgment and the not good enough and the come on and the comparing and oh my goodness, you know. And so the metta meditation, bringing this theme in different ways in our practice, I think very, very important, sort of sometimes called the antidote, isn't it? The antidote to aversion. Interesting, you know, it's like the many, many ways that expresses itself very, very subtly and sometimes in very, very obvious ways. So feeling that sense of, in whatever way you do in your practice to I hope that what I offer will just be a contribution or a support to each of you to connecting with this quality of kindness, of care, of respect, however you understand that, however you experience that in your life. You know, how you. And I think one of the benefits of reflecting on this, of practicing it, of, you know, even thinking about it, heaven forbid, yes, maybe sometimes okay to think about things. You know, to really, so interesting to me that how much that can help to highlight that as something we see in others. I really notice that sometimes when reflecting on this, and then somehow naturally there's a sense of appreciating, remembering kindnesses that I've received or witnessed. Not so easy to recollect perhaps, yeah, the kindness that I've offered, you know. It's like I seem to have a big memory blank about that, you know, like, no, I've never done anything kind. Well, maybe, you know, if you rummage around a bit, you know, maybe. Again, maybe that's part of how this can open, this practice, this reflection can open us up to this, what I think of as the great goodness of our human heart. You know, sometimes I think that's one way of understanding what this is all about. It's actually getting out of the way or learning how to uncover or unveil or you know, just soften that curtain or what's in the way of that, to let it just to let it be, to let it be seen, to let it speak, to let it act, the great, great goodness of a human heart. So a huge power and very much needed in the world and of course in our own lives. So anyway, I'll stop. I didn't mean to say that much, but anyway, I felt like we needed to have a sort of segue in. So please make yourself comfortable and feel free at any point in the meditation to shift your posture if you need to, and or stand up, you know, so that you're not struggling with too much with the bodily discomfort. And maybe one last thing, just to really, like, there are so many ways of practicing, of cultivating this quality of goodwill, and really just take again what's offered very lightly. Maybe, you know, it you'll get some sense of how you can enrich or strengthen what you're already doing. And whatever does not feel helpful, I hope you will really feel free to let it float by. So may our time together this evening be in the service of awakening and in strengthening our understanding of our capacity to open to this great goodness of the human heart. So just beginning by simply feeling ourselves sitting here. Perhaps tuning the attention, again more fully, perhaps towards our own being, our own experience, and just very simply bringing this as much kind, steady attentiveness and interest and a kind of receptive interest to what is happening, what is our experience right now as we sit here. Not in any way having to define or explain or change anything at all, but more tuning into a sense of receptivity, a willingness to be present with whatever is presenting itself, whatever is arising, sounds or body sensations or thoughts. So maybe just spending a few moments in the quiet, just relaxing into the posture, relaxing the mind, relaxing the attitude, and simply being receptive to whatever we notice, bodily, mental, very subtle, very obvious, just simply receptive to this experience of life, however it is unfolding moment to moment. Seeing if it's possible to intentionally incline towards a steady, simple acknowledgement, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Can we sense that possibility of the same calm, steady, receptive attentiveness with whatever is happening, changing moment to moment? and perhaps some sense of opening more fully or widely. Just see what we can sense about, or of the whole body, the whole being, and the whole body-mind experience. See if there is some way of sensing something of the wholeness of that. Just whole body, whole being, just our presence. However it feels, the energy of our body or mind, whether it's calm or agitated, a mixture of the two, or it's the whole, acknowledging a sense of the whole body-mind as a field, as a space that we are or we're in. Just sensing a little bit into the the wholeness of it. And again, whatever we can sense of that, simply acknowledging, receiving that in a kind attentiveness, which is somehow embracing the whole, not so much looking for the specific details and aspects, but an open to embrace a sense of the whole being. It's very simple. Whatever we sense of that, no need to find anything that's not present. And just if it makes sense to you, sensing possibility or feeling that sense of opening to the whole being. In a space of awareness, you could say, maybe beginning to sense a possibility of that acknowledgement, of deepening or expanding into a sense of welcome. And so feeling the sense of our being, the different particular aspects of experience or the wholeness of it, all welcome in this space that we're in, space of the mind, space of the whole, whatever appeals to you. Just beginning to sense the possibility that this space or this field of the mind, of the heart, is somehow tinged with friendliness, with a sense of welcome. You are welcome. You are allowed to be here. Again, different words or images might come to mind, or maybe that sense of maybe remembering or imagining is like what it feels like to feel welcome. That kind, glad reception. And so just very gently, just again, very, very subtle inclination to feel or to just have that intention of what would it feel like, what would it be like, what is it like when we are welcome, really, really welcomed. And maybe bringing that to mind, or there might be images or a particular person, or it might just be a felt sense. I just feel how that feels, perhaps the some warmth or sort of easing or nothing much. So just invite you to spend a few moments if you wish, just opening to that sense of welcome, of being welcome, just as we are right now, with our experience and the whole texture or energy of our being. Just really welcome, just as it is, as it fluxes and changes. It's pleasant and unpleasant. Just what it's like to extend a sense of welcome. You are welcome, just as you are, right now. Put some water. And just noticing whatever is going on in your mind and your body, the response to the, you know, what's happening, the meditation, and whether there's resistance or calming or any, whatever's there, seeing if it's really possible to include that too, in this sense of welcome. Of a kind of very inclusive, unconditional friendliness. Yeah, room for all of it. Nothing need be left out. Not having to make anything happen whatsoever. It's just simple suggestions, exploring and seeing, finding out how this mind, what helps it to connect with kindness, with friendliness. And maybe sensing the possibility of this acknowledging that can deepen into welcoming, that can deepen into a very beautiful sense of accepting, being accepted, not in any theoretical way or abstract way, but just as we are right now. This very being, this very mind, this very body, the sense of the metta, this expansive, beautiful, gentle quality of mind and heart that can begin to be present in and around and through suffusing experience, suffusing the body mind gently, gradually. Again, when you know images, phrases that can help, feel free to weave them into this meditation. Again, perhaps phrases or images of people or beings that we remember, that we imagine. We can use our imagination. What would it be like to feel completely welcome? What would it be like to feel like we're in something where we feel completely met and received with all our complexities? So following along, if you wish, slightly shifting the mode a little bit, just sense of feeling the whatever might be there, of sense of the whole field of the mind or space of awareness that experience is happening in, or the wholeness of the body mind. And then, if you wish, imagining or remembering, bringing to mind a wise and loving being, somebody in your life, present or past, or somebody you've heard of, or even an imaginal being, or just a wise and loving being that you can just start to take form, perhaps as you contemplate, who might it be? An archetypal figure, perhaps. But just if you wish, just imagining this wise and loving being in front of you somewhere, or beside you, if that feels more helpful. That this wise and loving being is being with you in a way that communicates care and love, in a wise, steady way, and not intrusive, not demanding or expecting anything in return. And that sense of actually allowing ourselves to receive that goodwill, imagining that goodwill, that love, that care coming towards us, actually allowing it to, or imagining it, sensing it, actually coming into our body, our mind, the space of our being. Allowing ourselves to receive that gift, knowing it is for our welfare. Or feeling the resistance, if that's there. It can be hard, hardest of all, to open to receive the care from another being. So being so patient, you know, just very, very, very patient. Not demanding anything of ourselves, just simply offering. Offering. Offering, not demanding. It's a free gift. No expectation even of ourself to be any other way than that which we can be right now. And then, when we're ready, we can also then allow ourselves to offer our love and goodwill and well-wishing to that being. We can offer, we can give, we can allow the goodness, the well-wishing of our heart to to reach, to touch that being. However we imagine them, imagining them receiving and also being benefited by care. And so, just as you wish, spending some time maybe with a benefactor, a wise and loving being, offering or sending the metta, or receiving that, or both, in a beautiful dance of sharing and giving and receiving of this beautiful friendliness. and just notice if there's any kind of efforting that's not needed, just this relaxing body and the mind. Just simple suggestion, simple exploring. And I leave a little bit more silence now and invite you to continue with the metta practice however you wish. But perhaps you could just open, kind of let go of whoever you've just been with, if you've been contemplating a being yourself. Be kind of in the space, be just with however the mind is, and see who comes, or invite someone in and spend some time with somebody you would like to share or offer the metta to, or receive the metta from. Just maybe with one person, and then very briefly, and then letting go of that person, and thinking of someone else. Yeah, or just more abiding really quietly. And just whatever sense, felt sense, or phrase, or image which is most helpful for you right now. And then following along, if you wish, if there's any particular being you've been with, maybe just seeing if it's possible to allow any sense of that person or yourself, just dissolve, loosen, and disappear back into the mind, back into the space of awareness, and just again feeling the mind, the whole space of the mind, the heart, and maybe sensing if there's some beneficial effect from the practice, anything whatsoever, anything that might feel buoyant or calm or happy or warm or bright, any of that. And then having a sense of allowing or imagining, sensing this energy, this good, bright metta energy beginning to suffuse the whole body, the whole being. Maybe imagining it melting or soaking into the body or the being like rain falling on hard earth. Or any other image that might come to mind. But just a sense, may I allow this good energy, this energy of simple friendliness, spread, pervade, suffuse, whole being, opening the awareness perhaps through the areas of the body, the different areas, and opening to the whole space of the body and the mind, whole space around us, the space of the room, and just whatever we sense of that, allowing the metta to fill our mind. May it fill us up. And again, no need to force anything, make anything happen, just a gentle suggestion and the gentle relaxing and opening and allowing that process to happen in its own way, in its own time. And really sensing the possibility of opening more and more widely and deeply, and allowing the mind to be more and more fully infused with this energy of metta, with this intentionality, with this thought, with this wish, with this memory, with the great metta that is here. And then coming towards the last part of the meditation, just a couple of last offerings. Just have a sense of allowing the, or having the intention, or again imagining or sensing the energy of the metta radiating out from all sides and all parts of our being, naturally, gently shining naturally, like the sun as the clouds melt away. The sun shines in all directions without effort. It naturally shines, touching everything in all directions. A sense of radiating to each side and in front and behind, above and below and all around. Maybe even sensing the possibility of letting go of any sense of limitation just for now, allowing the heart to shine and radiate, free from obstruction, free from ill will, free from hostility, shining out for our benefit and for the benefit of all beings everywhere. And as we come towards the end of this period of guided meditation, just noticing however you are, however the body-mind has been touched or affected, however it feels right now, may it be received in kindness. May it be received with goodwill, with friendliness. May we never abandon ourselves. May we find refuge. May we learn to take refuge at times in this sublime abiding, this beautiful home, here and now. And just by way of just inviting you, if you if you wish to just begin to feel a little bit more, perhaps the sense of the body sitting here. If you've been a bit out there radiating in the universe, just very gently, without losing touch with that intentionality and that beautiful energy, just beginning to include, if you like, just the feeling of the bottom on the seat, the sounds of the insects, sounds of our neighbours. And even if you wish, just opening the eyes very gently, just slightly, and seeing, there's also the experience of seeing. We can stay in our refuge of kindness while we're seeing and hearing and feeling and thinking. There is no need to abandon it. We can continue living in this place, aspiring to live in this place, in this wise, loving heart, living from that as much as we can. So, thank you for your kind attention. So let's close our evening together by chanting the reflection on the sharing of blessings.